Rita Chatman. She is with the Sierra Club Michigan chapter. Rita, good morning.
Good morning.
I recently read that the Sierra Club is calling on the state of Michigan to shake up agriculture practices. What does that mean?
What that means is for the state to look at practices that are being used on farms of various sorts and to look at them with an eye toward the impacts and cumulative impacts that the practices may have on farm neighbors, communities located downstream with drinking water inlets, neighbors with wells in the case of if there's groundwater contamination occurring and nobody knows about it, those kinds of things. Specifically, we are talking about livestock operations, those with hundreds of animals that are generally kept in a confined space, and that we're mostly concerned with those that are kept with a, where they're using a liquid manure management system, meaning that all the manure from the animals, and sorry for anybody who's having breakfast early and listening to this, where all the manure from the animals, all the animal waste goes into a pit or a lagoon, and also any water that is used to clean out facilities. Let's say for a dairy, they have to keep the milking parlor spick and span, very, very clean. All of the water from there goes into the lagoon and, you know, the rest of the facilities as well. That when they muck them out and clean them out, which is a couple of times a day from what I understand, it all goes in there. And then when they reach a certain point, they need to dispose of that manure. They can't put it in the lagoon forever. They have to dispose of it, and the general way that they do that is to spread it on fields. While that has always been an acceptable practice for dealing with it, because it, of course, contains a lot of nutrient content, which is great for crops, and it means they don't have to pay for chemical fertilizers. When it's liquefied, there are problems where it can go through tile drainage systems that have been installed in many, many Michigan farm fields. And when it goes into those drainage systems do what they're supposed to do. They drain the water, and that water goes into a ditch, and it can go into a stream, and then we've got polluted water.
Are these problems in the state of Michigan? And if so, how come we haven't heard about them?
Well, they're in rural areas. Yes, they are problems in the state of Michigan. There have been waterways that have been added to something called the State Impaired Waters List. They have been added to this list because of manure discharges. People don't hear about it because it's quiet. It's in the countryside, and if nobody's looking, you know, then nobody knows about it. We've spent some time looking, and we found it. So we're asking for changes to be made to these practices that would stop this particular way of polluting our waters. There's another one that we're also going after right now, and that is something called the siting procedures that they follow, the siting being location. Where will they put one of these operations with all these animals in it? And the there's no looking at cumulative impacts. There's no looking at cumulative impacts to air quality or to water quality. There might be many of these operations in one small watershed in the countryside. And the people that already live there are subjected to extreme odors, even emissions of dangerous gases that can make them very, very sick. And we do have people in Michigan who are suffering illnesses as a result of exposure to having to breathe the emissions from this.
Where?
We have people in Clinton County, just north of Michigan, just north of Lansing. We have people who are very ill in Lenawee County. Those are the ones we know about because we have people there that we're working with. We don't know about the others specifically because no one is reporting that. Unfortunately, there is no one in the public health community, whether it's Michigan Department of Community Health or local health departments, who are engaged in the decision-making process on where these things can be located. Townships can be involved because they are given the opportunity to ask for a public hearing where residents can come and ask questions and get answers and these kinds of things. But it's pretty rare that a township official will take advantage of that opportunity.